as we come back here to Cub Stadium, and it's a big day for college football. As you heard earlier here on KWHI, it was Texas A&M stomping a mud hole in McNeese, 52-10 the final score. The game was pretty much over by halftime. Aggies let McNeese get a few extra points in garbage time to make it look a little bit better, but a big win there. And speaking of big wins, how about the number 3 ranked Texas Longhorns as they knocked off number 10 Michigan earlier today, 31-12. And I'll tell you what, you look at that one, and Texas is got to be looking pretty good right now. And then other action already complete. Number 11, Utah beat Baylor 23-12. So while Baylor didn't win, they at least kept it close. Game's going on right now. UT San Antonio and Texas State. Texas Southern at Rice, Sam Houston State, and Central Florida. And then just getting underway, Stephen F. Austin in North Texas. Coming up in about 5 minutes, they're going to have Houston and number 15, Oklahoma. Good luck to Coach Fritz there in game number 2 with Cougs. Tonight at 7 o'clock, TCU hosting Long Island University. 8 o'clock, it's UT, it's Texas El Paso for you newbies out there. And they're going to be hosting Southern Utah. And then late night game at 9 o'clock, Texas Tech on the road at Washington State. And some other scores to pass along for some other sports. Houston Astros getting a win over the Arizona Diamondbacks, 11-5. Yusei Kikuchi continues his great performances. He's now 4-0 as an Astro. Jose Altuve is 19th home run. Jeremy Pena is 15th home run. And the series continues tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. Ryan Nelson taking on Justin Verlander. And I got to check with Craig on that, because that's after the Texans game, so we may carry that one tomorrow night. I got to double check on that, but we'll let you know. And then Blinn Buccaneer Volleyball, they were at the North Central Texas Tournament in Gainesville earlier today, and they ended up sweeping all 4 of their matches, going 4-0 in the tournament. They won 2 yesterday and today. Bucks are number 13, by the way. Beat number 16, Hillsboro, 3-1, 25-16. Then Hillsboro won the second set, 25-18. And Blinn came back and won the next 2 sets, 25-18 and 25-14. I just got a text. He must be listening. Craig said, yes, we will carry that Astro game beginning with the first pitch at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. So be sure. Well, especially if you got DirecTV, because it's an ESPN game, and ESPN currently blacked out on DirecTV, so the only way you can hear it is if you join us right here on KWHI. Meanwhile, Bucks, as we said, beat Hillsboro 3-1, beat Western Texas 3-0. And Blinn coming back, they got a couple of home games coming up this week. They're going to play Temple College Panola College Tuesday night at 6. And then Temple College also Tuesday night at 6 o'clock, and both of those at the Cruzy Center in Brenham. And meanwhile, Blinn Buccaneer Soccer, they've got a doubleheader going on right now, the women's game. Taking on Tyler, that's out at Holt Park, and Buccaneer Men scheduled for 7:30, and their start time also against Tyler. We're going to grab another break, and we've got more to come here on the pregame as we send you back to the studios, and let's hear some more from our sponsors.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn College football teams. And thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says go, play, win.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Finding the right insurance agent can be tricky. You want someone who will give you good service at a good price and someone you can trust. John Breeden, your local State Farm insurance agent, is the someone you're looking for. John Breeden can get you the coverage you need with car, home, health, and life insurance from State Farm Insurance, and all at a price you can live with. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's insurance you can trust.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in supporting the Cubs during this year's football season.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call A Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call A Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. A Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. A Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for A Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
All right, as we come back, it's time now to take a look at your Buccaneers starting lineup. And the starting lineup brought to you by Collier Construction. Proud to bring you the starting lineup. As a builder, Collier Construction knows the value of integrity, teamwork, and the dedication it takes to participate in extracurricular events. Collier Construction at Highway 290 West in Brenham. And for your Buccaneers starters, at quarterback will be number 9, sophomore Rylan Wooten. Rylan Wooten is a 6-foot, 170-pounder out of right here in Brenham, Texas. And so glad to see him in that starting role. Running back is going to be Kelton Weathers. And Weathers, 5'10", 185-pounder, and he's a sophomore as well. And he is out of Houston Lamar. Wide receivers are going to be Tracy James. He's a 5'11", 175-pound freshman, and he is out of Cy Ranch High School. At the other receiver spot, you got Austin Abram III. He is a 5'9", 165-pound freshman, and he is out of Houston Westfield. And at the third receiver spot, you got Jakarian Rockmore. He's a 5'11", 174-pound sophomore, and he is out of Carthage. And then on the offensive line, starting center is Abram Nicholas. He's a 6'4", 290-pound sophomore. And he is from Tomball. At the left guard is Thomas Domian. He's a 6'3", 295-pound sophomore. And he is from McAllen Memorial. And at the other guard position is Josu Rios, 6'3", 275-pound sophomore. And he is from Klein Forest. At the tackles, you got at the left tackle, Eric Oschenbeck, 6'4", 290-pound sophomore, and he's also from right here in Brenham, Texas. And then right tackle, Nicholas Golden, 6'7", 315-pound freshman, and he is from Houston Madison. And then on the defensive side of the ball, defensive tackles are Trey Williams. He's a freshman out of Vacherie, Louisiana, and he's 5'11", 295. The other tackle, Ja'Cory Kendall, 6'3", 280, and he is a freshman out of North Shore High School in Houston. Defensive ends, you've got C.J. Anazor, who is a 6'1", 220-pound freshman, and let's see, he is out of Langham Creek. The defensive end is Z. Scott. He's a 6'1", 220-pound freshman, and he is from Texas City High School. Linebackers, you got David Nico, who's a 6'2", 220-pound redshirt freshman, and he's at the Heights in Houston. Tyler Cooks, 6'2", 209-pound freshman, and he is from Manville High School. And third linebacker is Tyler Cooks, 6'2", 209-pound freshman. He is out of, let's see here, also Manville. Or actually, those. Oh, I guess I'm repeating. That's right, because they do They do a 4-2-5 So at the corners, you got Porter Johnson, who's a freshman out of Lamar Arlington. And he's 6-foot, 175-pound freshman. Marquise Cross at the other corner is 6'2", 170-pound freshman. And he is from Colleen Shoemaker. And then they go with three safeties. Colin Garner, he is 6-foot, 180-pound freshman. And he is out of, Klein Oak High School. And then Donovan Burnham, 6-foot, 180-pound freshman. And he is out of Langham Creek as well. And the last safety is KK Kaniaru, 6'3", 200-pounder. And he is out of Wisdom High School in Houston. So that's your starting lineup. We'll take another break and be back with more of the pregame after we hear some more from our sponsors.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
Hey Brenham, Chase here. Looking for an unbeatable deal on top quality tractor? Swing by our New Holland location on Highway 290, where inventory must go and prices have been slashed to move. Whether you need a powerhouse like the New Holland T6 series or the versatile Workmaster 25S, we've got the perfect tractor for any size property. Can't make it by? No worries. Visit our display at the Washington County Fair or check out more details online at wctractor.com. Hurry in today and take advantage of these incredible savings before they're gone.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas grown and customer owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Wingstop in Brenham is the ultimate destination to cure your chicken cravings. Now carrying their brand new chicken sandwich in not one, not two, but 11 mouth-watering, soul-satisfying flavors of the new perfectly cooked crispy chicken sandwich, topped with pickles and laid on a butter bun. Make your sandwich a combo deal with fries, a drink, and a dip for only $8.49. Place your order for the new chicken sandwich online at wingstop.com or visit them at 2642 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
All right, as we come back here, it's time now for our first touchdown winner. And we're going to see the winner of the person whose name I'm about to draw will be the winner of a free rack of ribs when the Buccaneers score the first touchdown tonight. And the first touchdown is sponsored by Nathan's Barbecue. Nathan's Barbecue, proud to sponsor the first touchdown. Visit Nathan's Barbecue for lunch specials daily, including brisket street tacos, hamburger steaks, home-style fried chicken, and that popular demand Sunday specials. Every first Sunday is turkey and dressing. You make the call, Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie Lee Street in Brenham. Proud supporters of various sports. For your chance to win during the first quarter, just stop by Nathan's Barbecue and register. All right, let's see who's tonight's winner. All righty. And let's see our winning name tonight. It's blank. Somebody stuck a blank piece of paper in here. Okay, well, that's not going to work, obviously. So let's try again there.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome you to Cub Stadium for tonight's exciting football matchup between the Battlecats of Transformation with Athletics College and your Glenn Buccaneers.
And your winner, let's see.
At this time, we ask that you please rise, remove your caps, and join us as we honor America as the Glenn.
And our winner tonight is going to be Lank Lasowski. So, Lank, congratulations. You are our winner. And in the and now let's go to the field for our national anthem. National Anthem. Let's go back to the studios for some more from our sponsors.
Need to open a checking or savings account, but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Hey everybody, it's Blake Sander here at Apple Ford. Have you looked for a new vehicle lately? Or even a pre-owned vehicle? There are great deals almost everywhere. But does a great deal result in better service? Absolutely not. You probably don't feel the welcoming atmosphere or the relaxed environment. If you're looking for that experience, look no further. That's what you'll get when you contact me. I'll do all I can to make sure you have the most pleasant experience purchasing your next dream vehicle. Call me at 979-203-9098. Let me go to work for you. And always remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Brenham football. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities. It's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cubs football team in their 2024 season.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
I only did it once.
I never thought it could happen to me.
I thought I was protected.
But everyone is doing it.
We were just goofing off.
I was just being social.
All of a sudden, everything got crazy.
I know I was protected.
Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham. They can fix your virus.
And as we come back, the Blinn Buccaneers taking the field for the first time here in 2024. Buccaneers dressed out in the blue pants with white jerseys and blue letters and numbers this evening. Under the guidance of head coach Ryan Mahon. You know, I forgot to look as to how many years he's been here, but I know he's been here a pretty good while now. And longtime coach and also the offensive coordinator as well for the team. As we are getting set for this one. Looking forward to another season of Blinn Buccaneer football. Bucks struggled the last couple of years, and so hopefully they think they've got the pieces in place to right the ship this year, and we'll be along here for the ride, and you can hear some select Blinn broadcasts here on KWHI. And meanwhile, we're about to have the captains are going to go out for the coin toss, and then we'll have our opening kickoff. But first, let's send you one more time back to the studios and hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavor since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with the winning flavor for everyone. Bluebell proudly supports the Brenham Cubs.
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
This year marks a milestone for Memorial Oaks Chapel, your trusted funeral home in the heart of your community. For 50 years, they've been honored to stand by your side and serve your families, providing comfort, compassion, and care during life's most challenging moments. It's been an incredible journey, and they couldn't have done it without your support. To all their neighbors, friends, families, and cherished community who've entrusted them with your loved ones, they extend their heartfelt, deepest gratitude. Memorial Oaks Chapel, proudly serving families for 50 years and counting.
I want to rock! I
want to
rock!
All right, as we come back here, and we are about ready for the kickoff, and our first half kickoff brought to you by Hyundai of Brenham. They're proud to be one of KWHI's sponsors. If you hadn't already, stop by and check out their brand-new showroom and service center. Haven't considered a Hyundai before? Well, here's two big reasons why you should. Hyundai has earned more safety awards than any other brand, and they've got America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain coverage. And this year, they're partnering with Brenham ISD to reward students for perfect attendance by giving away a vehicle they know and they know the value of hard work. You want to celebrate students who put in the effort. And that's Hyundai of Brenham, and we thank them for their sponsorship. And now here we go with the opening kickoff. Teeing it up for the Buccaneers. It'll be number 32, Max Milot.
Kickoff for the Buccaneers.
And let's see, back to receive. Looks like number 25, and they don't have him listed on the TWA Battlecat roster. And looks like maybe number 3 there. That's Shakir Muhammad. And so now, of course, TWA football program hasn't been around very long. And they kicked this one away last year. Bucks had an 89-6 win. And this one taken in the end zone. And out across the 20, they got to 25-30. And run out of bounds. And so it'll be first and 10 for the Battle Cats. And we got a flag already.
After the play, unsportsmanlike conduct, return team number 25, his first of the game, 15-yard penalty, first down, TWA.
Okay, and so a unsportsmanlike conduct penalty against the Battle Cats. That'll push them back 15 yards, so now they'll be at their own 16-yard line, which is where they'll start things here against the Buccaneer defense. Goes to number 12, Jake Ioloka. And they will pick up a yard. I'll bring up second and 9 from the 17-yard line.
Jake Ioloka on the carry. Brought down by number 52, Jacoby Kendall. That'll be a second down and 9 for the Battlecats.
Jacoby Kendall on the tackle there, the big defensive tackle. And there's snap, quarterback dropping back. They'll put it in the air. Pass is tipped and incomplete.
That pass is patted away by number 33, David Nico. That'll bring up a third and 9 for the Battlecats.
Good coverage there on the play by the Buccaneers. And third down and 9 as we're just underway here in the first quarter. Taking a little extra time in the huddle. They got 6 seconds to get the playoff. And quarterback goes back to pass. Rolling out. He's out across the 20. And he'll run out of bounds, but I don't think he's got the first down. Yeah, let's...
After the play, personal foul, late hit out of bounds, number 25, defense, 15-yard penalty added to the end of the run, automatic first down.
So that is called on Buccaneers. He said 25, the Bucs don't have a 25 on their roster. It was... Actually, well... I wonder if he meant 26, maybe. 26 would be Colin Gardner, the strong safety. Nevertheless, first down for TWA, and back to pass. And quarterback, though incomplete, didn't have anybody. Well, he did have one receiver over there. That's Cameron Mills did. Good coverage there for the Bucs. That was... Porter Johnson on the coverage. Ball at the 39-yard line, second down and 10 for the Battle Cats. Dressed out in dark blue uniforms with white trim, and then they've got orange letters and numbers.
Hey, Colonel, Jake Ioloka on the carry.
And that was Ioloka on the carry once again. Nothing doing there as they ran into a wall of Buccaneer white jerseys. And that'll bring up third down 10. Got 13:30 left to play here in the first quarter. No score. We're just getting things started here at Cub Stadium on this Saturday night.
Thank you.
And quarterback goes back to pass, rolling out. And he's going to put it in the air. It's going to be picked off. Let's see if he was still in bounds or not.
That pass is nearly intercepted by number 26, Colin Gardner.
And so, didn't come down in bounds. It was right there at the line. He caught it, just couldn't stay in bounds there. So the Battlecats will have to punt. Fourth down and 10. Back to receive for the Bucks is going to be number 3, Ray J. Daly. And a little miscommunication. And
first timeout, TWA.
TWA is going to have to take a timeout, so we'll take it with us and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Widner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge. Making your house a home for over 27 years.
Cruzy Village, full-service Cary Tyamick community for the next chapter in your life.
Pizza Hut, they don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions. Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Turn to the experts, Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 69 years of sales and service.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC.
And the punt will be down about the 29-yard line. And here come the Buccaneers on offense for the first time. And former Brenham Cup, Rylan Wooten, leading them out on the field. Wooten, of course, you can't forget about that amazing senior season he had for the Cubs. And now getting to show what he could do at the college level here with the Buccaneers. And he's got Kelvin Weathers in the backfield with him. And give is to Weathers. Weathers around the right end. Gets across the 30 to the 31. A gain of 2. That'll bring up second down and 10.
Number 29, Kelvin Weathers on the carry. That'll bring up a second down and 8 for the Bucks.
Wooten working out a shotgun. Snap and hand off to Weathers once again. Oh, good hold there open. And he's out across the 45 to the 50, and he is into Battlecat territory.
29, Kelvin Weathers.
Big run
there. First down.
Up to the 48-yard line of the Battlecats. That's a 21-yard run there by Weathers. And he's going to give it to again, might as well. And Weathers now is up to the 38-yard line, and he'll pick up another first down.
Number 29, Kelsey Weathers on the carry. And that's another Blinn Buccaneer first down.
Bucks so far keeping it on the ground here. But the snap gives to Weathers once again. And he is going to pound his way forward. Past the 35 and down to the 32-yard line. Another good pickup.
I'll
tell you what, the right side of that offensive line, Rios and Golden, doing a great job of opening holes for him.
That'll bring up a second down and 5 for the Bucks.
And this time, oh, play. Oh, it's a fumble on the play. And who's going to come up with it? I believe the Bucks got it back. It was between Wooten and Weathers. It was a miscommunication on if they were going to take the snap or not. And that
was covered by number 70, Thomas Domion.
It was Thomas going to the left guard that covered the fumble. And so the ball back to the 38-yard line, and it'll be third and 10 for the one Buccaneers. High snap, Wooten pulls it down, looking for someone to throw. And he's going to throw that one into the dirt. Didn't see anybody open. Good coverage there by TWA, and that'll bring him fourth down.
Fourth down for the Buccaneers.
Good coverage by TWA in the early going, and the Bucs will punt. Punter is Brett Chambers, sophomore.
Number six, Brett Chambers on the punt for the Buccaneers.
And one of the Bucs late getting on. And Blinn forced to burn a timeout because
first timeout.
One of the players late getting onto the field. They might have been better suited there to just let that one go. But no less, we'll take the timeout and be with them, back with them after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
They're Nathan's. Call or follow them on Facebook.
Pool Techs, in business since 1982. Pools, spas, chemical supply, and maintenance. 319 South Austin Street.
Dahman and Associates, your local Germania agent for auto, home, business, boat, and life insurance at 310 South Bluebell Road.
Miller Electric and Plumbing, serving the Brenham area since 1952, with electrical and plumbing installations and repairs.
Visit the dentist office that'll make you smile, Brenham Family Dental, at 2001 South Market.
Mr. Windshield, here for all your auto glass needs. 2831 Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Grilled onions, jalapenos, crispy bacon, adding big flavor to your hometown Whataburger, now with online ordering.
Naylor Floors LLC, experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 20 years. Call 979-289-0436.
And the punt there from Chambers. Bucs are going to down it at the one-yard line. So, bad field position for the Battle Cats as they start their second drive of the game. We got 10 minutes left to go here in the first quarter, and no score between the Bucs and the Battle Cats. And now the one defense going back to work. Fumble in the end zone. Who's going to come away with it? It is. That's a Buccaneer touchdown. Fumble recovery. And who came up with it? That is number 44 for the Buccaneers. C.J. Anazor. Fumble recovery in the end zone. The Bucs are on the board. Kind of surprised he did a little dance there at the end there that we didn't get flagged for it. And now on for the extra point. It's going to be Noack. Kick is up. And it's good.
Max Noah's extra point is up and good.
So with 9:55 left to go in the first quarter, Bucs lead at 7-0. Back into your 60 seconds from the Sports
Brand.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's Family Fun Park. Mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat.
T3 in Brenham. Complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Daryl Meyer. Specializing in retirement and investment planning, call to optimize your financial future. 836-9311.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Focus Care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Bank with Bob, Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank. Local, friendly, mobile.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication, where your truck and trailer's care and service are their top priority. 216 Happy Hollow Road.
Glass Mart Incorporated, serving the Brenham area for over 30 years as your one-stop shop for all things glass.
And back we go. The kickoff going to be fielded in the end zone and brought out to the 20-yard line. And that's return man there stopped by a whole host of Bucks. They're going to give him an extra yard to the 21, and it's going to be first and 10.
21-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Battlecats.
Buccaneers leading 7-0 off the fumble recovery in the end zone. And that was by C.J. Anazor, freshman defensive end, with his first touchdown for the Bucks. And new quarterback in the game for TWA, that's Trayvon Hamilton.
12 men on the offense, 5-yard penalty, first down.
And so penalty for 12 men on the field backs TWA up another 5 yards. So that'll start the drive at the 16-yard line. It'll be first and 15. Man in motion. Hamilton back to pass. And he's going to pull and try to run. And he's going to get stopped for a loss of a yard on the play. Back to the 15. That'll bring up second down and 16. Really nothing he could do there. He just had to tuck it and try to at least get back to the line of scrimmage.
Battlecat quarterback is brought down in the backfield for a 2-yard loss. That'll bring up a second down and 17 for the Battlecats.
And Hamilton back to pass. And pass is going to be batted down by the Bucks at the line of scrimmage. And that'll make it third and long now. I'll tell you what, the Buck defense is really impressive here in the early going there. Absolutely flying to the football. And back to pass, and that was going to be intercepted by the Bucks, and taking it back into the end zone. That is number 26, Colin Garner. And just like that, Bucks lead it 13-0 with a point after to come. Knock on for the point after. Kick is up. And it's good. And so with 8:57 left to go in the first quarter, Buccaneers lead 14-0 back into Weir's 60 seconds of the Sports Grid.
To join them on Sundays at 10:30 and Wednesdays at 6:15. And remember, let your light shine.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your needs.
Find the right insurance rate for you and your loved ones with Washington County Insurance, where everyone is treated like family, friends, and neighbors. 979-251-7771.
DDM Pipe and Steel, from angle iron to flat plate to steel roofs. Everything you need for your next metal project.
Say goodbye to blurry vision with some help from Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton. 1 at TSO, located in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center.
Woodman Life, for life insurance and financial security for your family. Call Amanda Coring and Russell Coring.
Discover freshness at Brenham Quality Meat Market. Fresh meats hand-cut just for you. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Thielman Construction and Stegett Thielman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
For clean and affordable toilets, call K&H Portable Toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
Enjoy life off-road with new or pre-owned power sports vehicles from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Parts and services available.
And back we go. Kick sails into the end zone and out of bounds. It'll be a touchback. And the Battle Cats will have it first and 10 at the 25-yard line. And we've got 8:57 left to play in the first quarter. Buccaneers with a 14-0 lead, and both of them defensive touchdowns. The offense has only had just one drive so far through the first 6 minutes plus of this first quarter. And defense with C.J. Anderson with a fumble recovery in the end zone, and now Colin Gardner a pick six. And so let's see what they have in store here on this drive. And another new quarterback for the Battle Cats. This time it's Keontae Fowler in there. Fowler takes a snap. He's going to put it in the air. The pass is going to be caught. And it is up to the 35-yard line. And it looks like they might have picked up the first down there, and they did. First down for the Battle Cats.
Pass to picture number 25. Draw down by number 33, David Nico. It'll be first and 10 for the Battle Cats on their own 35-yard line.
And Fowler with a man in motion. Handoff, that is to Ioka. And Ioka manages to sneak through the line and gets up to the 39-yard line. 4-yard pickup, bring up second and six.
Stopped by number nine, Tyler Cooks.
And good turnout here. Like to see all this blue and white in the stands here. And handoff goes to Ioka again. He's across the 40 and up to the 41-yard line. That's going to bring him third down.
Number 12, Jake Ioka on the carry. Stopped by number 33, David Nico. That'll bring up a third and four for the Battle Cats.
And now here we go. And off goes Ioka again. And he is going to cross over the 45-yard line to the 46. And he'll pick up the first down for TWA.
Jake Ioka on the carry. Brought down by number 33, David Nico, and number 9, Tyler Cooks. It'll be first and 10 for the Battle Cats.
Clock ticking. We're at 6:34 to go here in the first quarter. Buccaneers lead it 14-0. And snap goes to Ioka, trying to find his way around the end, and he's going to be run out of bounds after a short game.
Number 12, Jake Ioka on the carry. Run out of bounds by number 10, Avion Stewart. That'll bring up a second down and 9 for the Battle Cats.
Avion Stewart on the pursuit there. Ball at the 46-yard line. First and 10. Or actually, that's second and 10, excuse me. And back to pass. And Tyler put in the air. He's got a man open and knocked away there. Good coverage for the Buccaneers. That was number 28 there, Marquise Cross.
Marquise Cross. That'll bring up a third down.
Yeah, that was good because if he'd had just a little more on that throw and hit his receiver there, there was nobody in front of the receiver. They weren't going to catch him. He'd have been track meet to the end zone. But nevertheless, Cross was able to get up there, knock that one down. And so it's third down and 10 with 5:23 left to go here in the first quarter. And Fowler going to tuck it and run. And he is close to midfield. He'll be down, looks like about the 49-yard line.
Number 10, Keontae Fowler on the quarterback keeper. That'll bring up a fourth down for the Battlecats.
Fourth and 7. Let's see if they're going to go for it or they're going to punt it away. Looks like they're going to punt, but this is the portion of the field where you got to be wary of a fake. We've got Daly back to receive for the Bucs. And low punt. Hunter had to pick that up, actually hit the ground first. He had to pick it up and run with it. And we got flags down during the return. Ball down by the Battlecats, about the 32-yard line. But let's see what the penalty markers for four. Referees conferring. As our old buddy, the sports doc, used to say, that's never good when that happens. Clock is stopped with 4:18 left to go in the first quarter. Buccaneers with a 14-0 lead over TWA. Both Buccaneer touchdowns, defensive scores.
Colby, return team, number 28, 10-yard penalty. First down, Blinn.
And so the Bucs call for holding during the return, so that'll push him back another 10 yards. And they'll set up shop at the 24-yard line. And so for just the second time in the game, the offense comes out on the field. Spruton and Weathers in the backfield. Or actually, no, different quarterback here. Weathers is still in there, and he's out across the 30 to 35. And it's Ace Siebert is the quarterback now for
the
Buccaneers.
And that's another Blinn Buccaneer first down.
Siebert out of Sweeney High School. He's a freshman. And Siebert takes a snap. Pass is going to be caught. And out across the 40. Pass was complete. I believe that was to the tight end, Landon Kaywood. And that's to the 41-yard line.
Pass to number 10, Landon Kaywood. Brought down by several Battlecat defenders. That'll bring up a second down and 7 for the Bucs.
And Siebert takes a snap over to Weathers. Out across 40, 45, 50, 45. Breaking free, taking guys with him. And he's finally brought down in Battlecat territory to the 32-yard line. Another big run there by Kelton Weathers.
Blinn Buccaneer first down.
Takes up the first down Clock rolling with 3 minutes left to go here in the first quarter. And Siebert hands it to Weathers again. Weathers cutting back and trying to get pick up some more positive yardage.
Number 29, Kelton Weathers on the carry. Brought down by number 17, Logan Roski.
And ball spotted at the 17-yard line
for the Buccaneers.
Siebert takes a snap, rolling out, looking for somebody to toss to. He's going to put it in the air. Pass is complete. That is to the break. Nate Lewis with a catch.
Another Ben Buccaneers first down.
And Lewis, he is a sophomore at Westfield High School. Siebert hands off to Weathers again. Dives forward and gets to the 8-yard line. Be second and goal for the Bucks. And we got injury timeout on the field for player who's down. Training staff attending to the player in question. I'm going to see if I can pick up the jersey number and figure out who it is. And that is going to be number 18. That's Cameron Cavalier, who's one of the defensive linemen. No injury, something you never want to see. It's one of those, you accept that it's part of the game, but it's something you never actually want to see, is anybody get seriously hurt. And it's going to be up to the sidelines. Good thing is he's walking under his own power. Yeah, as we're ready to resume play here. Got a minute 41 left to go here in quarter number one. Whistle. And Siebert with a give to Weathers. Weathers down to right to the 5-yard line.
Number 29, Kelton Weathers on the carry.
Third down play here, an important one.
They
are in Nowak's field goal range. Should they not make it here and elect to go for that? Pass incomplete. He was looking through the corner of the end zone for Reed Robinson. Yeah, too bad he didn't catch that one. That would have been Robinson's first.
Offside, number 75, defense.
And no wonder it was
third down.
And one of the linemen offsides there. And it is Vince Wade Chisholm for the Battle Cats. And so it'll repeat third down and 5 with 48 seconds left to go. Snap, hand off, goes to Weather. Trying to push the pile. And And he's down on 1 yard line.
Number 29, Kelvin Withers on the carry.
So that's where the offense will.
Four-free goal for the Bucks.
And looks like the Bucks are just going to go ahead and take the field goal here with no arc out. And home is being done by Breck Chambers. We got jump off sides. And it was blocked, but it's not going to stand. Because they jumped off sides. So probably end up redoing the point after try. Field goal try.
Offside, number 99, defense, half the distance to the goal, fourth down. This is the end of the first quarter.
And with that call, the first quarter comes to an end. Buccaneers lead it 14-0.
And at the end of the first quarter,
number 2, the Bears, 60 seconds with the sports red.
Experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through quality professional engineering.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center for savings on all your favorite brands.
Explore Hyundai of Brenham's new electric vehicles. Eco-friendly, cutting-edge, and ready for a test drive. Highway 290 West.
Seidel Schrader, 2707 South Market, providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Fosky's Jewelry at 210 East Main Street in downtown Brenham, proudly serving customers for over 80 years.
Brenham Collision Center, located at 810 West Main, offering repairs, insurance assistance, and 24/7 towing services just for you.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brent.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Don's Appliance Services. Fast, courteous service on your appliances. A local business serving local people.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navari, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street.
And here we go. Now that it is fourth and one, it looks like the Bucks are going to go for it. Siebert, the quarterback, Weathers in the backfield. And this time the Buccaneers jump off sides. And so now the Bucs are trying to kick it.
Ball start, number 54, offense. 5-yard penalty, fourth down.
And so now Nowak with a try. And Nowak. Night beginning to fall here at the stadium. And the extra point is good.
That's going to be the field goal is good. And with 14 minutes, 55 seconds left to go.
And so field goal good. And so Bucks lead now 17-0. And we'll be back with the kickoff after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Citizens State Bank, where our hometown is your hometown. Local people making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Uniques, 706 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody, somebody at the Toy Box.
Automotive Detail Services, the premier detailer in Brenham, Washington, and surrounding counties. 318 South Austin, right by Santa Fe.
Thrive at Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Penny Molly, Barney Lesh, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
Awards and More, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Get your car squeaky clean inside and out.
Squeaky Clean Express Car Wash, located at 1604 Highway 105 in Brenham. If it don't squeak, it ain't clean.
For quality health care in the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates, running metal building panels, and trim and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today, 281-888-1464.
Any way you want it, it's the way you need it.
Yes, little journey as we come back in. And right now, 17-0 Buccaneers with 14:55 left to go here in the second quarter. Don't forget, coming at halftime, we'll hear from the award-winning Blint Buccaneer Marching Band. And we'll also recap the first half and try to get to some scores on the other college games going around. And kickoff fielded and returned by TWA out to the 21.
Number 3, Shakir Muhammad on the kickoff return. Shot by number 7, Caden Baldwin. It'll be 1st and 10 for the Battlecats from their own 21-yard line.
The Battlecats making some substitutions here. Waiting for the first snap. Referees taking their own sweet time here. And that is the quarterback. That is Fowler around the end. And the Bucs are going to chase him down. And a big tackle on the far side.
Pass complete to number 16, Albert Easel.
Oh, yes, did get the pass off. That was Albert Easel, the tight end, or one of their tight ends. And so the ball will be moved to the, where are they going to spot it?
Holding, number 72, offense, 10-yard penalty, first down.
And that was number 72, that Jackson Woldridge. Penalized there. And so now TWA coming out on offense. We got 14:33 left to go here in the second quarter. He's got a man over, and that's going to be caught. 50, 40, 30, 20, and down inside the 10-yard line. That pass, let's see, who was that that caught that?
Pass complete to number 3.
Number 3, Shakir Muhammad. He managed to find an open hole and got past the Burton the Blinn defenders. And all the way down the 9-yard line, that'll set up 1st and goal for the Battle Cats.
Number 26, Colin Garner.
Garner making the game, running out of bounds to save the score.
It'll
there.
Be 1st and goal for the Battlecats from the Buccaneer 9-yard line.
Number 22. That'd be Carmelo Autry.
Number 22, Carmelo Autry on the carry.
And they're down to the 12-yard line of the Buccaneers. Got 13 minutes left to go until the half. Pass on a quick drop and incomplete. Good coverage by the box. Tyler Cook's back
the
there.
Is batted down by number 9, Tyler Cooks. We'll bring up a third and goal for the Battle Cats.
And so the Battle Cats get ready now, third and goal. This time he's going to take it himself and get it brought down for a loss. Ballard trying to run around the left end, and right there to greet him for the Buccaneers. Number 10, Avion Stewart. And we do have an injured player down. That's the quarterback, Fowler. And let's see here. While we got this quick injury timeout. Let's go ahead and send you back to the studios. The time, let's just hear 30 seconds from the Sports Friends. And 12:37 left to go here. Coming up the half, we said we'll be listening for the Brenham Cup Marching Band. And we'll see if we can get some more college scores for you as a big day of football wrapping up. Still trying to still amazed by that big Texas Longhorn win over Michigan. That is a huge win for Coach Sark and his crew. How about the big upset of the day? Northern Illinois coming back to defeat the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Notre Dame ranked number 5. And don't you know, somewhere in the CBS broadcast booth tomorrow, old number 9, Tony Romo, is going to be grinning ear to ear with his alma mater, getting that big win. I think it was Northern Illinois. I think that's where he went. He was an undrafted free agent.
That'll be a 4th and goal for the Battle Cats.
4th and 14 for TWA. Thought they might go for the field goal try here. Fumble on the play. Doesn't matter whether we covered or not because they would turn it over on downs anyway. They were short. And so it will be Buccaneer football.
The forward pass falls incomplete. The ball rolls on down to the Bucs.
And it's a Buccaneer offense coming out on the field now. Let's see if they can start by getting some and we'll get a whistle before the snap. Looks like we may have had some movement there. They took a TWA taking a timeout on the field. And so with the timeout, we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
In church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
If you need foundation repair, trust the experts at Keystone Foundation Repair. Quality at an affordable price. Call 281-658-7000 today for a free estimate.
Call Amy Moore, an eXp realtor, at 979-203-3563. She'll make your dreams come true.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
For a sweet job on your residential and commercial plumbing needs, call Plum Level, techs you can trust to be on the level.
Herman Electric LLC, serving the area with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Las Americas, serving authentic flavors of Central and South America.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, an old-fashioned toy store filled from floor to ceiling with hard-to-find classic toys and books.
And Seifert's pass completes number 81, Reed Robinson. And now on the next play, we got a big run there for the Bucks. That is number 4. I don't have, let's see. That'll be Justin Howard. He is a freshman.
A substitution on the defense. Penalty is declined. Results of the play is a first down.
And so there was an illegal substitution, but nevertheless, Bucks are going to take it. So
number four,
just like that, they get it.
Howard
gets it up to the 45-yard line, the TWA. Going back as we were coming back from the break, former Brenham Cup Reed Robinson, his first catch as a Buccaneer. First of many, we hope, this season. And this time, handoff goes to Howard again. He's around the 40, cuts it back, and he will get inside to the, looks like about the 36-yard line.
Number 4, Justin Howard on the carry. Brought down by number 99.
Oh, they're going to say he was stopped already. His forward progress stopped back at the 38.
They're going to play second down and 4 for the Bucks.
So 6-yard gain, second down and 4. And Siebert with a pass. Incomplete. And he was looking that time there. For Ray J. Daly.
And 4 for the Bucks.
Daly, by the way, freshman out of C.E. King High School. Got 11:08 left to play here in the first half. And handoff goes to Howard again. He breaks free. And he is down inside the 20 to the 15. And
number 12-yard line.
Another big run there by Justin Howard.
First down.
Holding number 3 offense. 10-yard pass.
And it's coming back. I guess that's why he got such a big hole there. Holding called against the Buccaneers, so that one's coming back. So instead of the 12, it's going to be all the way back at the Blinn 40-yard line. Again, he went with another big run there by Howard. And Justin Howard showing some good speed there. He really hits those holes well. And handoff goes to Howard again. Cut back, and he's out across the 35 and down to the 34, and it looks like he should have enough for the first down there.
Number 4, Justin Howard on the carry.
And they'll move the chains.
Number 17, Logan Roski. And that's another Blinn Buccaneer.
I was going to say, if they didn't give us the first down, that would have been one of the worst spots ever if we didn't get it on that play, because he was clearly across. And Siebert with a handoff. And we've got another new back in there. Let's see, this time. Is that, I mean, is number 20. And let's see, this is Jalen Washington out of Montgomery.
Number 20, Jalen Washington.
And so Washington scores, and that's another Buccaneer touchdown. That's something I'll have to get used to this year. All those years in playing against Brenham, and now here he is, part of a Brenham team. And now we got an extra point try. This is Cameron Noto, freshman kicker out of Buda Hayes. And Noto's kick is up. So with...
And with 10 minutes, 6 seconds left to go in the first half.
That'll make it 24-0 for the Blinn Buccaneers. Back with the kickoff, and we're 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
GMC, your family-owned and operated dealership supporting the local community since 1962.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream, with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
J&A Roofing, experts in every aspect of roofing, from new construction to green energy-efficient solutions.
Wellman Insurance, service that only a local agency can provide. Comprehensive coverage and competitive pricing. Neighbors serving neighbors.
Felder's Buy and Buy. For groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas, 2111 South Market in Brenham.
PVR Materials. They're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken in all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium. When you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
Turn to action here, and here's the kickoff from Noto, and it's going to be caught at the 16-yard line, and they're going to do a pitch back to one of the other return men, and that's that number 25 that we don't have a jersey number for on our roster, and so he gets it up to the 46-yard line, and will be first and 10 with the Battle Cats.
Number 25 on the kickoff return. Brought down by number 48, Cameron Noto.
And so it was Noto, the kicker, that actually stopped him. And more for the kicker, he would have actually broke that one. Could have run that one possibly back all the way.
First and 10 for the Battle Cats.
Not too long, then you see the kicker have to make the tackle. But I don't know, he can if we need him to. Let's just hope that's not a regular thing. Ball spotted at the 46-yard line, first and 10 for TWA. And that is the ball carrier is Ioka. Trying to find some running room, and he just nothing. The hole's right there, closed quickly. CJ Anazor in pursuit.
Number 12, Jake Ioka on the carry. Right out by number 26, Colin Garner.
Garner in as well, as was Trey Williams.
Second and 16 for Battle Cats.
Ball back to the 40-yard line. So we got 9:35 left to play here in the second quarter. And it has been all Buccaneers here in this first half, which we kind of already knew that that was going to be the case here at 9. And
final timeout of the half,
and
TWA.
So TWA will call a timeout. This will be their final timeout of the first half. So we'll take it with them. Be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Specializing in pork products, J&J Packing Company, your wholesale meat distributor.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is in their business. 836-2331.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for a new computer, sales, and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at wctractor.com. Korth and Linky Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at korthandlinkywelding.com.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street, Brenham.
And it was
Deontay Fowler on the carry there. That was a busted play. He was looking for somebody to throw to. Had to tuck it and run. And then he gets to the 43-yard line. And it'll be third and 13. as we come back here. Doug Brown with you on this Saturday night, Blinn Buccaneer football. And don't forget, we got Houston Texans football for you tomorrow. Texans and the Indianapolis Colts, their season opener, and that's going to be at high noon. And we hope you can join us for that. And then 6 o'clock tomorrow night, Astros baseball. Astros and the Diamondbacks. Astros going for the sweep of that series. And that is going to be Ioka, the ball carrier. He picks up maybe a yard.
Jake Ioka on the carry.
And that'll bring him fourth down.
Brought down by number 33, David Nico.
And I got to think they're going to go ahead and punt here.
Three battle catch.
Daly going back to receive.
Number 7, Javon Hamilton on the punt for the Battle Cats.
Hamilton to punt. Daly standing back at his own 24-yard line. And we got a whistle before the snap.
False start, number 25, offense, 5-yard penalty, fourth down.
So number 25 getting a little bit of an early jump and got caught. And so now they'll try again to get the kick off or get the punt away. And fumble the punt, but he does manage to get it up on a pretty good kick this time. And that's going to take a Battle Cat roll. And go all the way down and going to down it at the Buccaneer 4-yard line. And so that's where the Blinn offense would come out on the field.
That throw will be down at the 4-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for Bucs.
Bucks leading at 24 to nothing. We're at 7:13 left to go here in the second quarter. Bucks starting to put in some of their substitutes. Siebert still in the quarterback. At running back now is Devin Simpson. He's out of Houston Worthing. And Simpson gets the handoff. He is out across the 5 and gets up to the 8-yard line. So he'll pick up 4 there. That'll bring him 2nd down and 6.
Illegal substitution, 12 men on defense, 5-yard penalty, first down.
And so illegal substitution penalty called against the Battle Cats. So 1st and 5 for the Bucks. And handoff, and that is Simpson again on the carry. He's up to the 13-yard line.
Number 22, Devin Simpson on the carry.
And
that'll bring up a 2nd down and 2 for the Bucks.
Back to pass goes Seifert, and that is complete along the sidelines. That is to Tracy James Jr.
Pass complete to number 1, Tracy James Jr.
He's out of sight right now.
Blinn Buccaneer, first down.
That must be the family here. And handoff, and that is once again going to Devin Simpson. Simpson across the 30 to the 32.
Number 22, Devin Simpson on the carry.
That's going to bring him 2nd down.
That'll bring up a 2nd down and 3 for the Bucks.
Ball on the 32-yard line. Bucks now doing the right thing here, milking some clock. see if it's pass. Going to be caught out of the backfield. That is Austin Abram III.
Pass complete to number 5, Austin Abram III.
Timeout on the field for an injury.
And we got an injured player down on the field. And we'll just keep it right here as Bucks lead it. We got 5:28 left to go until halftime. Bucks winning 24-0. And since it looks like it didn't have a training staff, so our training staff is working both teams tonight. Just 9 here at Cub Stadium. Got 5:28 left to play here. Buccaneers already with a 24-0 lead, and two of those touchdowns are defensive touchdowns. Now just trying to build on that. We're going to be able to get the player off. And he is still down. And so while they're working on, let's go ahead and take another break and let's hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street. For recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com. Where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Yum Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has the spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, houses an 18-hole golf course, large pool, and beautiful clubhouse.
Book your party early and let Gavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 979-836-8778.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer. Because that's what you are.
Any property you see, call EB 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
And back we go as we come to a standstill here in the second quarter. Injured player down on the field for TWA and the training staff for Blinn taking a look at the player. We do have, if necessary, a Washington County EMS unit available. I haven't seen any movement over there, but they are standing by if necessary. And we're in the second quarter. Blinn Buccaneers leading the TWA Battlecats 24-0. This is opening night of the season. And player finally getting up. And that's number 25. They didn't have listed on their roster. And he's being helped to the sidelines. And so now we're ready to resume play, but hopefully he's okay. And so we're ready to resume. Seifert back to pass. He's going to put one up in the air. And incomplete. He was looking down the field. Let's see, was that Robinson? Yes.
John Siebert's fast ball was incomplete. That'll be a second down and 10.
Looking for Robinson, also Ray J. Daly in there as well. Pass is overthrown. And the handoff, and around the end goes Daly. Daly across 45 to the 50, and he's going to pick up the first down into Battlecat territory, down to the 47-yard line.
Number three, Ray G. Daly on the carry. Brought down by number three, Shakir Muhammad, and number five, Ivan Bonner III. And that's another Buccaneer first down.
And handoff this time. And that is going to be a big run there again by Devin Simpson.
22, Devin Simpson. And that's another Brown Buccaneer first down.
Simpson just cut through that hole and made it down to the 32-yard line. Picks up the first down. And the coach on the far sideline is going, oh! And handoff this time, an end around for the Buccaneers. This is number five, Austin Abram, the third. And he tried to cut back, and he's going to end up losing yardage off of this.
Number five, Austin Abram, the third on the carry.
As we're down under 4 minutes, second down and nine for the Bucs.
That'll bring up a second down and nine for the Bucs.
Injury timeout on the field.
Yeah, we got another injured player down. This is also for the Battlecats. They can't take two more injuries. They don't have that many people on their roster. And looks like this one, I had to guess, probably looks like maybe a leg cramp. And so they just got to go to the sidelines and work it out. And don't forget, coming up here at the half, we'll have the performance from the halftime performance from the Blinn Buccaneer Marching Band. Bucks leading here 24-0. We got 3:41 left to go here in the second quarter. Been a long second quarter. With all the different stoppages we've had here. And Seifert back to pass. He's going to put that one in the air. He's got a man down the sideline. And he was looking for Reed Robinson. He just overthrew him. Robinson tried to get underneath it. But Seifert had a little too much on the ball. If he'd have just taken a little bit off of that, Robinson would have had a good shot of daylight there. And it's a third down and nine. And handoff. That goes to Simpson. Breaks free, and he is all the way down inside the five. And he is going to be stopped at the 1 yard line.
Kevin Simpson. And that's
a 30-yard run there for Simpson. Oh, he could have just gotten one more. He'd have been in the end zone. Come on, you got to give it to the big man. Let him pound it in there. And this time, play action pass incomplete. Oh, no, he did catch it. I thought he may have one-hopped him there, but the pass is going to be caught. That's a one-yard completion to Ray J. Daly. It's the Seifert's first touchdown as a Buck. And And now the point after try. And this is Nowak back in there. And kick is up. And it's good. And so with 2:56 points, 2 minutes 56 seconds left to go. It is Bucks leading it 31-0. Back at we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Burnham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve.
Blake Sanders with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery, Deli, and Barbecue is the place to go.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hodge Real Estate, downtown Brenham.
Herman Furniture. There's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Hallwright Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Baker's Ag Service, commercial and residential for dozer work, excavation services, and demolition work.
For a great smile, see Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles at Altman Dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
Find that dream car you've always wanted at Apple Ford in Brenham. Just ask for Johnny the Car Guy.
La Morello's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
And the Bucks set the kick off. And this will be a slow roller fielded. Oh, fumble on the kickoff. And who's going to come up with it? I believe TWA got it back. They muff the kick. It'll be at the 30-yard line. First and 10 for the Battle Cats. Got 2:51 left to go until halftime. Doug Brown with you here on this Saturday here on KWHI. So glad you could be with us. Flint Buccaneer football. Flying solo tonight, and Tommy did assure me he's going to be here for our remaining broadcast. It just had a prior commitment tonight and couldn't join us, but he will be back when we go to the Cub Bryan game this coming Friday. And he said he's good for all, he assured me he's good for all the rest. And some of you might be wondering about Groves. Apparently, Groves got a special invite from Coach West to go up, and they were actually at that Texas-Michigan game today. And what a game that was. Big win for the Longhorns. And back to pass goes Fowler, and that is complete. Oh, what a big hit there. And somebody we were used to doing big hits, number 35, Juan Mata, delivers the shot there to bring down the receiver. We saw that for a couple of years there, bringing the flag down. Mata with his first tackle as a Buck, if it stands, or are they going to do a penalty here?
Illegal motion, number 3, offense, 5-yard penalty.
Also, it is against the Battle Cats, so that'll push him back 5 yards. And spread formation. Back to go. Throw goes Fowler. He's going to put it in the air. And that one is going to be intercepted. That's number 14 for the Buccaneers. That is Jordan Reeves. And he is going to set up shop for the Buccaneers.
Number 14, 219.
And ball will be at the 24-yard line. First and 10 for the Buccaneers. Siebert out there with Simpson in the backfield. He's got Daly and Robinson out to the right. And out to the left, he has got Abram. And let's see. The other receiver out there is DJ Pearson. and making a late substitution. And so here we go. Seabrook with a handoff to Simpson, cuts it back out across the 20, and he is going to work it inside to the 17-yard line. 7-yard pickup, bring up second and three. Or actually, oh, that's Jalen Washington in there now.
2 minute timeout.
2 minute timeout? Since when the heck do we have a 2 minute warning in JUCO? The referee's called one apparently, so we'll take it with him and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto. No appointment necessary. Highway 290 West next to Apple 4.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham. Serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park. Offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Forever Young Resale Shop. 701 East Commerce. For gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Shop online with Mike Leonard, Brenham's favorite local dealership, AppleFord.com.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monument and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
And the handoff goes to Jalen Washington, and he's down to the 2-yard line, first and goal for the Bucs. And Washington will get it again, cuts it back, and he just pounds his way in for the 2-yard run. And Jalen Washington, his second touchdown of the game. And that'll make it 37-0 Bucs with a point after to come.
Number 20, Jalen Washington.
Illegal substitution, defense, penalty is declined. Result of the play is a touchdown.
And so Washington with the run there. And now let's see here. That is going to be Noto with a point after try. Kick is up, and it's good. And so with a minute 47 seconds left, Buccaneers lead it 38-0.
47 seconds left to go in the first half. Our score is the Glen Buccaneers 38.
And we're just going to keep it right here since we just came out of the timeout. But nevertheless, a good lead here for the Buccaneers, 38-0, and this one's seemingly in hand. And this is also one of those good games I know Coach likes for the simple fact you can get guys to playing time. And also helps evaluate your personnel and see what they need to improve on. As we get set for the kickoff here. Buccaneer band ready to come out onto the field for their halftime show. And there is the kickoff, and it's going to be fielded at the 17-yard line. And out across the 20 to the 25 and run out of bounds.
Frank McGall will return to the 26-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Bobcats.
As that used up about 8 seconds there, so down to a minute 39. And I gotta wonder in the second half, I'm sure one of the things they'll be talking about, one of the things that's coming to the pass in these games has been use of the continuous clock, and see if that might be something they consider with it being already such a lopsided score here in the first half. And Battlecats offense comes back on the field. Fowler, quarterback. And then play action going deep. He's got a man open and incomplete. Overshot his intended receiver. And that was number 23, which we don't have either.
That'll bring up a second down and 10 for the Battlecats.
So second and 10. Clock stops with a minute 34. Buccaneers leading in here 38 to nothing. Down the quarterback, Fowler going to tuck it and run. He is brought down about the 35-yard line.
Fowler, the quarterback keeper. Draw down by number 47, Samuel Taylor.
Samuel Taylor with the tackle.
Third and three for the Battlecats.
Lafayette Christian Academy in Lafayette, Louisiana. Third down and two as we're down to ticking down to a minute left to go. Fowler. Good pass rush there by the Bucs. He's just got to tuck it and try to get what he can. And I think he did get out of bounds. Let's see where the spot is going to be here as the clock's.
Number 10, Keontae Fowler on the quarterback keeper.
Or no, he didn't get out of bounds because the clock's still running. He's got 40 seconds
by
left.
Number 26, Colin Garner. Fourth down.
Ball at the 36 yard line. Fourth and one. They got roughly about a half yard. Of course, the scoreboard says 4-1. They need about a half a yard to pick up the first down as we're down to 20 seconds. They have to get one more playoff. And back to pass. And that one is incomplete, almost intercepted. And that was number 26 there for the Buccaneers, Colin Garner. And if he would have hauled that one in, that would have been a pick six because he had nobody in front of him. And so they'll turn it over into it'll be first and 10 Buccaneers. 5 seconds left on the clock. Going to try, I guess, he to the end zone. I'd maybe line Nowak here and try for a long field goal. I mean, at this stage, what do you got to lose? And so Seifert. Back to pass, and he's going to put this one in the air down the sidelines. Incomplete. And that is going to bring us to the end of the first half of play. And so we reached halftime. Glenn Buccaneers lead this one 38 to nothing over TWA. Back after we hear 2 minutes from the sports friends.
Quality plumbing for same-day service, free inspections and estimates, and A1 quality plumbing services.
Brenham, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge is paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Norman's Pharmacy, independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own mattress guy. Football season is here, and there's no better way to gear up for those late night games than with a new mattress from Mattress Guys. Whether you're tailgating in the living room or just need a winning night's sleep, we've got the perfect lineup of mattresses for you. From Sealy to Tempur-Pedic, score big with unbeatable prices. Don't fumble on this, and remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Whether new or used, Apple Ford in Brenham has just what you need, from trucks and SUVs to hybrids and electrics.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 Highway 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
To reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs, call Climate Defense Systems at 979-353-2537.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 979-836-4085.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber, from a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1401 South Austin.
Coach's Insurance Agency, get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham, or call 353-2033.
All right, here we go, and we're here at the half. Buccaneers lead it by a score of 38-0 over TWA. Just total dominance in the first half. And now the Blinn Buccaneer marching band on the show. Let's pick up their halftime show.
Treasures of the week are Wendy Bennett from Missouri City and Sydney Stiller from Fort Worth. And now the dance team will perform to Britney Spears' smash hit, Toxic. Is under the field direction of drum majors Smokey Duff and Leslie Solis. This evening, we present music from Motown's most iconic artists. Born in Detroit in the late 50s, Motown record label became a dominant force in music, achieving 79 records in the top 10 of the Billboard Hot 100 between 1960 and 1969. Songs from this era, still resonate today. Tonight, we open with a compilation of songs including Get Ready, Dancing in the Streets, Stop in the Name of Love, I Can't Help Myself, and Reach Out and I'll Be There. and feature trumpet soloist Jerry Watt in a beautiful rendition of I'll Be There, and continue with arrangements of I Want You Back and Jackson 5 with ABC. Is written in tribute to Duke Ellington, the influential jazz legend who died in 1974. And his lyrics also refer to Count Basie, Glenn Miller, Louis Armstrong, and Ella Fitzgerald. This arrangement concludes with another Billboard 100 chart topper, Superstition. At the 16th Grammy Awards, the song earned Stevie Wonder two Grammys, Best Rhythm and Blues Song and Best R&B Vocal Performance Male. In 1998, the song was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame.
Thank you.
right, that's the halftime show from the Blinn Buccaneer Marching Band. And we'll be back with more after we hear 2 minutes from the sports friends.
Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own mattress guy. Football season is here, and there's no better way to gear up for those late night games than with a new mattress from Mattress Guys. Whether you're tailgating in the living room or just need a winning night's sleep, we've got the perfect lineup of mattresses for you. From Sealy to Tempur-Pedic, score big with unbeatable prices. Don't fumble on this, and remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Looking for more than just a grocery store? Your local HEB has expanded. Visit our new HEB barbecue and sushi departments for mouth-watering barbecue, potato salad, banana pudding, or maybe looking for fresh sushi, fried rice, or pot stickers made daily? Experience a world of flavors and unbeatable convenience, all under one roof. Don't miss out on their latest offerings and the same great service you know and love. Stop by and see the new HEB in Brenham today. They're always here for you.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park in Brenham.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable, customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
Brenham Produce thanks you for voting them the best feed store in Washington County. For all your feed needs, visit the Little Feed Mill in downtown Brenham.
3F Tree Transplanting, the best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com.
Schleider Furniture and Mattress Company in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegeler Toyota, 1515 Highway 290 West and at TeglerToyota.com.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions, changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
Shop where the builders shop, Woodson Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
All right, as we come back here, getting ready for the second half of play with the Blinn Buccaneers and the TWA Battlecats. Doug Brown with you here at Cub Stadium, and it's been all Buccaneers. I mean, you go back to the first quarter, Buccaneers scoring two touchdowns that first quarter. Both of them were defensive. C.J. Anazor with a fumble recovery in the end zone, and then Colin Gardner with an interception return for a touchdown. And then in the second quarter, Buccaneers getting scores. It was Nowak with the Max Nowak with a field goal. And then it was Jalen Washington with a pair of rushing touchdowns. And then A. Seifert to Ray J. Daly for a one-yard touchdown catch. And that's where we stand right now as we're getting ready for the start of the second half. And let's take a look at some of the other college football scores going on involving teams in the state of Texas. Of course, earlier today, the big one, number 3 Texas dominating number 10 Michigan. Longhorns win at 31-12. It was number 11 Utah over Baylor 23-12. And a game you heard right here on KWHI. Texas A&M beat McNeese 52-10. Texas State over UT San Antonio 49-10 there. And a lot of games still going on right now. Only one left that hadn't got started yet, and that's Texas Tech and Washington State. They get started at 9 o'clock. But also going on, Texas Southern and Rice, Sam Houston and Central Florida. Those are getting close to the end. Rice leading Texas Southern 55-0 right now near the end of the third quarter. Central Florida on top of Sam Houston 45-7 in the fourth quarter. And then also Stephen F. Austin at North Texas, Houston and Oklahoma, Long Island and TCU, Southern Utah and UTEP, and those are the games going on. And, of course, a lot of upsets going on. How about Northern Illinois? I was wrong. Roma went to Eastern Illinois. I was thinking Northern. It was Eastern Illinois, so that wasn't his old alma mater. But nevertheless, Northern Illinois defeating Notre Dame 16-14, the final there. Notre Dame was number 5 in the country at the time. And right now, how about I think it was Alabama I saw. They were playing, I think it was South Florida, and they're only up by one. And and as we come back here, we're going to go, as we continue on here at the half, and we're going to go ahead and take one more break, and hopefully we'll be back with a second half kickoff, but let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from the sports friends.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham, serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids. 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
Reliable Homes of Sealy. For the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
Subway. Freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person. With 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105. Featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Widner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge. Making your house a home for over 27 years.
Cruzy Village, full-service care retirement community for the next chapter in your life.
Pizza Hut, they don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions. Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Turn to the experts, Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your care, your factory authorized dealer, celebrating 69 years of sales and service.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or follow them on Facebook.
Pool Techs, in business since 1982. Pools, spas, chemical supply, and maintenance. 319 South Austin Street.
Dahman and Associates, your local Germania agent for auto, home, business, boat, and life insurance at 310 South Bluebell Road.
Miller Electric and Plumbing, serving the Brenham area since 1952, with electrical and plumbing installations and repairs.
Visit the dentist office that'll make you smile. Brenham Family Dental at 2001 South Market.
All aboard!
As we come back here, nothing like the coming back to the Prince of Darkness, Ozzy Osbourne, as we get ready for the second half. And we've just been informed by the referees that the coaches have mutually agreed for the second half that we will play, instead of 15-minute quarters, we will only be playing 10-minute quarters. And that's a good way to do it without it. With it being 38 to nothing, and the Bucks are actually going to receive to start the second half because they won the toss earlier and deferred. See what we got back there. We got 5-25 for the Bucks. That would be Austin Abram. Yeah, we don't have this number 25 listed on our roster. Oh well. And kickoff is high and deep, and it's going to go out of bounds, and that'll be a flag down.
Kickoff out of bounds on the kicking team. 5-yard penalty, first down blitz.
And so 5 yards, and they will spot it at the 38-yard line. First and 10 for the Buccaneer offense.
Yeah.
And let's see, is that still Seifert out there? Yes, it is. And we've got another new running back out there. This is going to be Quentin Jones out of Jersey Village. And Jones gets the carry, and he's out across the 50 to the 45, 40. He's got room to run to the 30, 20. And out of bounds, just shy of the 10-yard line.
Number 15, Quentin Jones.
And we got a whistle after the play.
First down.
We're going to mark him at the 13-yard line. Big run there by Jones, and now they're going to bring in big number 22, Devin Simpson. And Seifert hands the ball off there. Around the end goes Simpson across the 10, and he's into the end zone for the Buccaneer touchdown.
Number 22, Devin Simpson on the carry. Right around at the 1-yard line.
Oh, they're going to say he was out of the 1-yard line. I thought him, we had one referee signal that he made it in, and another referee come in and overrule him. And so ball will be at the 1-yard line. Let's see what the Bucs do here. Low snap, Seifert rolling. Pass is going to be caught. Incomplete. He was looking for Abram on the far side.
And so pass falls incomplete.
Third down and one. Second and goal for the Bucs. Ball at the 1-yard line. And handoff. And I think that was Jones that carried that one, and he's in for the touchdown. Wait to see who comes out on the bottom of the pile there.
Touchdown, Bucs.
And that was Jones. So Jones on the 1-yard run gets his first touchdown. With 9:12 left to go here in the third quarter. And Nowak with the kick. And it's perfect right down the pipe. And so with 9:12 left to play, it is the Blunt Buccaneers leading it now 45 to nothing. Back after we hear with the kickoff, after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Mr. Windshield, here for all your auto glass needs. 2831 Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Rhode onions, jalapenos, crispy bacon, adding big flavor to your hometown Whataburger, now with online ordering.
Naylor Floors LLC, experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 20 years. Call 979-289-0436.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's Family Fun Park. Mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat.
T3 in Brenham. Complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Daryl Meyer. Specializing in retirement and investment planning, call to optimize your financial future. 836-9311.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Number 43, Cyron Scott.
And back we go, and on the return, Z Scott with a big hit there for the Buccaneers.
It'll be first and ten for the Battlecats,
37-yard line with 9:07 left to play here in the third quarter. I mean, the way this one's going, both teams probably just wanting to run this one down.
Thank you.
there's the handoff. And it's Ioka, the ball carrier. Brought down by number 47, Samuel Taylor. And that's going to bring up second down.
Jake Ioka on the carry. Brought down by number 47, Samuel Taylor.
No gain on the carry.
Juan Mata.
Juan Mata also in there on the stop. Good to see Juan get some playing time. Keep your eyes on Juan. He's second string right now. Do not be surprised if he ends up first string before the season's over. I'll call my shot on that. Of course, I'm kind of biased in there. And handoff goes to number 25 for the Battle Cats. He had left injured earlier, so glad to see he's back in. That it wasn't nothing serious.
Attention, please. There is a black Infiniti in the parking lot. License plate RMZ5812. You need to move your vehicle at this time. Once again, license plate RMZ5812.
Ball spotted at the 39-yard line. And it'll bring up second down and eight. They better hurry. The clock is ticking down. They've got less than 10 seconds to get the playoff. And they do get the snap away. And the quarterback there, that is going to be Hamilton, going to keep it himself.
Feller 7 for Von Hamilton on the carry.
Ball up to the 39-yard line.
35, Juan Mata.
Juan Mata in there on the stop again.
That'll be up a fourth and eight for the Battlecats.
We saw that, of course, last year with two years really with the Cubs because originally he was an offensive player. When Coach Young's moved him to defense, we really got to see what Juan could do. And did a great job at corner for both his junior and senior years there for the Cubs. And Hamilton just gets the pass away. And number 25 going to be run out of bounds. He gets it across to midfield. And picks up another first down there for the Battle Cats. Battlecats have been able to pick up first downs, just not able. They haven't been able to do it on a consistent basis. And ball spotted at the 47-yard line. As we're down to 6 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. And there's a snap, and this time Hamilton's going to keep it himself, and he's going to get sacked on the play.
Number 7, Trevon Hamilton, on the quarterback keeper.
Looks like big number 91 there for the Buccaneers, Trey Williams.
Number 91, Trey Williams. That'll bring up a second down and 14.
Ball at the Battlecat 49-yard line. As we have 5:15 left to play, Bucks leading this one 45-0. And back to pass. I'm going to put this one in the air going down and incomplete. Overthrew his receiver. And running stride for stride was Stephon Williams out of Little Elm High School.
We have a third and 14 for the Battlecats.
Third and 14. Clock stops with 4 minutes 50 seconds. Yeah, And, of course, don't forget, coming up on the post game, we'll be naming our John Breeden outstanding and defensive players, offensive and defensive players of the game, as well as our Whataburger What a Play of the Game. And that's all to come. And back to pass, and we're going to get a whistle. Play's blown dead by the officiating crew. Yeah, let's see what the penalty is.
False start, number 6, offense, 5-yard penalty, 3rd down.
And so that'll push him back 5 more yards. And sets the ball at the 44-yard line. So the Battlecats are at their own 44, and they have to get to the Buccaneer 37-yard line to pick up a first down. So that's 3rd and 23. If my math is correct. And this one pass complete out of the backfield, number 25. And he's going to get into Buccaneer territory. They ran him out on the sidelines. I don't think he got to the first down marker, though.
Pass pick number 25.
They're going to say he got to the 40-yard line, so it's going to bring up 4th down and 3.
That'll bring up a 4th and 3.
And this point for the Battlecats, I would guess they're probably going to try to go for it. At 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Trailing here 45-0. And I tell you, at this point, what do you got to lose? Hamilton takes a snap. And they went for the reverse and tried to cut it back, and the Bucs are going to get the stop. And so the Battlecats have turned it over on downs. And so with 3:18 left to play here in the third quarter, the ball goes back to the Buccaneers.
Ball carrier falls short of the line of the game. The ball over on downs to the Bucs.
First and 10 for Blinn at the 41-yard line. And looks like we're going to get a new quarterback in here. And the quarterback is going to be Duriel Quinn. He is out of Richmond Foster. So Quinn, the third quarterback, used by Coach Ryan Mahon. And he will hand the ball off. And the new running back here is Justin Howard. We saw him earlier in the game.
Number 4.
And he picks up the first down. Ball to the 47-yard line.
Illegal substitution. 12 men on defense. Penalty is declined. First down, Blinn.
12 men on the field. They probably want to know if they can have an exception since Blinn's beating them by such a large margin. And handoff goes to Howard again, and he will be out across the 40 to 35, and he'll pick up the Buccaneer first down.
Number 4, Justin Howard, and that's another Blinn Buccaneer first down.
Howard, as we said, freshman running back, 5'10", 165 pounds, out of Lamar High School in Houston. And Quinn takes a snap, handoff. Well, now he's going to pull it back, keep it himself. And out across the 30 and knocked out of bounds about the 28-yard line.
Number 19, Duriel Quinn on the quarterback keeper.
With a freshman, 5'11", 160 pounds. Oh. Quinn takes a snap, and now handoff. Delayed handoff to Howard, and Howard going to get hit in the backfield. Lost back to the 35-yard line. Down to a minute and a half.
Number four, Justin Howard, is brought down the backfield by number 16, Albert Ezra. That'll bring up a third and nine for the Bucs.
And now let's see if the Bucs are going to try to put one in the air here. Or maybe draw do another run play and try to set up maybe a field goal try. Back to pass goes Quinn. He's going to put it. Ooh, bad pass, and he was looking for Daly. And whistle blows, clock stop with 1 minute to go here in the third quarter.
Holding, number 75, offense, penalty is declined, fourth down.
And it's a holding penalty for the Bucs. That's on number 75, William Bays, out of Dallas Lincoln High School. Yeah, it looks like the Bucs are going to go for it here on fourth and nine. Back to pass goes Quinn, and he is going to be sacked, and the Bucs will turn it over on downs.
Quarterback sacked by number 99, Victor Asuji.
Injury timeout on the play.
Yeah, we got an injury timeout. But he's quick. It was one of the linemen, but he's up quickly. That was number 66, Donovan Randall, out of Summer Creek High School. And he's back over the sidelines. We've got 52 seconds left. Bucks turned over on downs. And so the Battle Cats will have it. First and 10 at the 40-yard line. And pass is going to be caught over the middle. That is number six, Cameron Milstead, with the reception
pass
there.
To number six, Cameron Milstead.
He's up to the 45-yard line.
And there's a second down and five for the Battle Cats.
30 seconds left to go in the third quarter. And looks like the Battle Cats are just going to let the clock run all the way down. There's about a one-second difference. And they're just going to let the clock run out. And that is going to take us to the third quarter of play. Buccaneers lead it 45-0. And we'll be back with quarter number four after we hear.
And that's the end of the third quarter.
60 seconds from the Sports Rants.
Focus Care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Bank with Bob. Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank. Local, friendly, mobile.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication, where your truck and trailer's care and service are their top priority. 216 Happy Hollow Road.
Glass Mart Incorporated, serving the Brenham area for over 30 years as your one-stop shop for all things glass.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 10:30 and Wednesdays at 6:15. And remember, let your light shine.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your needs.
Find the right insurance rate for you and your loved ones with Washington County Insurance, where everyone is treated like family, friends, and neighbors. 979-251-7771.
DDM Pipe and Steel, from angle iron to flat plate to steel roofs. Everything you need for your next metal project.
Say goodbye to blurry vision with some help from Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO, located in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center.
here we go as we start the fourth quarter. Buccaneers lead it 45-0. And it's going to be third down and 5 for the Battle Cats. They're at the blitz at their own 45-yard line. They have to get in the midfield to get up a first down. And there goes the handoff. That was number 12, Ioka, on the carry. They actually lost a couple of yards there, so they'll bring up fourth and seven. Fourth and eight, they've moved it to the 42, so yeah, fourth and eight. And in case you're just joining us, because of the lopsided score for the second half, instead of playing 15-minute quarters, we're only going 10-minute quarters. And Bucks, really, the starters have been out of the game since the first half. And so they've been getting a look at a lot of their second and third string guys to see who is capable of filling some holes on the team. And quarterback Hamilton went back to pass.
By number 49.
And they will turn it over on downs. It'll be Buccaneer football. And Bucks will get it at the 34-yard line. And Duriel Quinn coming out. We've got another new running back for Blinn. Cook said he had six of them, and this is Derek McNeil out of MacArthur Senior High School in Houston. Step, and we got a fumble. That's going to be recovered by Battle Cats. Just a miss exchange. I don't think they realized. There was a miscommunication between the Bucks and who was supposed to take the handoff. It was supposed to go the running back or the receiver on the end around, and ends up on the ground and recovered by TWA. So on change of possession, that stops the clock. 8:45 left to go in the game. Buccaneers leading this one 45-0. And now he's going to tuck it and run. That is the quarterback, Hamilton. And he'll get up to the 42-yard line.
Miller 7 for Von Hamilton on quarterback keeper. Brought down by several Buccaneer defenders.
Ball at the 42-yard line.
Second down and 5 for the Battle Cats.
Second down and it. Second down and 5, needed to get the first down. And back to pass goes Hamilton, puts it in the air and incomplete. Intended for that number 25. Good coverage for the Buccaneers there.
Third and 5 for the Battle Cats.
That was. Looks like Cameron Griffin are on the coverage. Third and 5 with 7:55 left to go in the game. That's going to tuck it. No, and I throws it. And Was that a catch?
That pass was broken up by
No, it was broken up. It was on the far side of the field, and so many players around. It's tough to tell sometimes.
Touchdown, two battle catch.
Fourth and five. Clock stop with 7:42 left to go in the game. Bills Hamilton, he's got a man open. Incomplete, overthrew him. And so the Battlecats will turn it over on downs.
Ball over on downs to the Bucks.
7:37 left to go here in the fourth. So the Bucks will have the ball on offense. And handoff, we get a new running back. And let's see, that was number 41. That was Topher Stubbs, who is out of Antonio Prep Academy in San Antonio. He looks more like, with his size, it looks more like a fullback than a tailback. And Stubbs gets the carry again, bounces right in the holes. And he's going to take guys with him, and the push keeps going. And he's going to end up at the 30-yard line and picking up a first down. Boy, what a good push there by that Buccaneer offensive lineman. It's, for all intents and purposes, he looked like he was stopped and then picks up an extra 5 yards carry.
Buccaneer first down.
So the Bucs keep the drive going here. We got 6.5 minutes left to play. And handoff will win again to Stubbs.
Number 41, no gain on the carry. Shot by several Battlecat defenders.
Oh, I thought that was 5:50. I don't know.
It's actually 6:10. Second down and 10 for the Bucks.
6:10 left to go. It's incomplete. Hamilton was looking for a receiver on the sidelines. There, good coverage by the Bucs.
Ball is incomplete. That'll bring up a third and 10 for the Bucs.
Third and 10, we got 5:51 left to go here in the third quarter. I mean, in the fourth quarter. And often we got, well, we thought we had an initial hit made, and then they broke one extra over there.
Number 41, Cooper Stubbs on the carry. Brought down by number 8, Jeffrey Cook.
Stubbs on the carry, and they'll bring a fourth down and 3.
They'll bring up a fourth and 3 for the Bucs.
They're going to go for it here on fourth down. We're going to whistle there. And the Buccaneers will turn it over on downs.
Buccaneers come up short of the line of the game. The ball will go over on downs to the Battlecats.
So for all intents and purposes on this one, the Bucs have done the bulk of their damage in the first half. And I'm just waiting for the offense to get back out on the field there for the Battle Cats. And pass is incomplete.
Ladies and gentlemen, we want to remind everyone that in accordance with Brenham ISD policy, no one will be allowed on the field after the game.
Once
again, Brenham ISD and Blinn College, thank you for your support and cooperation.
We go. Quarterback takes off.
Number seven, Javon
Sorry
Hamilton,
for the blank out there for a moment.
Brought down by number 47, Samuel
Up
Taylor.
To the 29-yard line. As I think everybody at this point just waiting for the clock to kick. No.
That'll be a third and four for the Battle Cats.
I don't know why they didn't kick in the continuous clock at this point. But right now, I think we're just trying to get through here and get this one in the books. Third and four for the Battle Cats. Bucks leading at 45-0. And they're going to put it in the air. And pass is going to actually be caught. My number 25. And it was 31-38 on the coverage. That was Deshaun Milan and Stephon Williams. And so now they're in the Buccaneer territory. Well, at least the good part, they kept him in bounds, so the clock keeps running. Ball at the 33-yard line. As we're down to 3:40 left to go in the game. And this time, Hamilton going to keep it himself.
Number seven, Javon Hamilton on the quarterback keeper.
And they're going to get it to the
27-yard
line.
Green Jr. and number 47, Samuel Taylor.
So that brings second
and four. For the Battle Cats.
6 yards on the pickup there. High snap. He pulls it down and gives it off to the running back. That was number 21, Isaiah Rodriguez on the carry.
Isaiah Rodriguez on the carry. Brought down by number 99, Andrew Jones.
And Andrew Jones on the stop there.
Third and
Jones
out
of Mandeville, Texas, 6'2", 305. 210. And somebody call a timeout.
2 minute timeout.
Oh, 2 minute timeout. So we'll take it with them and be back. And we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security for your family. Call Amanda Coring and Russell Coring.
Discover freshness at Brenham Quality Meat Market. Fresh meats hand cut just for you. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Filmin Construction and Staggett Film and Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
For clean and affordable toilets, call K&H Portable Toilets.
Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
Enjoy life off-road with new or pre-owned power sports vehicles from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Parts and services available.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through quality professional engineering.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center for savings on all your favorite brands.
Explore Hyundai of Brenham's new electric vehicles. Eco-friendly, cutting edge, and ready for a test drive. Highway 290 West.
Seidel Schrader, 2707 South Market, providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Foskey's Jewelry at 210 East Main Street in downtown Brenham, proudly serving customers for over 80 years.
And back we go here. It's fourth down for the Battle Cats. Fourth and four. We got a minute 51 left to go. Both teams do still have all the timeouts. And I have a feeling if they don't get anything here, the Bucks may get to go into victory formation. Back to pass, and he's going to put it up in the air, and that one is going to be intercepted. And the pass picked off by Stephon Williams. And
intercepted by number 38, Stephon Williams.
And Williams, the freshman out of Little Elm, puts the exclamation point on this one. And so with a minute 41, let's see if Coach is going to have them try to run some plays here or if he's just going to have them take a knee. I don't know. They're pretty close to the end zone there, so they may have them run a play or two just to maybe try to pick up a first down here. Quinn. Yeah, he's going to have McNeil in the backfield. And hand off to McNeil. He's going to power his way forward up to the 10-yard line. Clock rolling. We're down to a minute 20 left to go in the game. 3-yard pickup. Bring up second and 7. I imagine Bucks are going to want to run that clock as much as possible. And probably so did the Battle Cats at this point. And next snap, and pass is going to be complete. And that is to Cedric Nash out of Lawrenceville, Georgia.
Pass number 11, Cedric Nash.
So Quinn completes his first pass.
It'll be first and 10 for the Bucks on their own 24-yard line.
That's a first down, so I want them to just take a knee here. Nope, they're going to hand it off. And breaking free there. That is McNeil. He's up to the 40-yard line.
Number 37, Derek McNeil on the carry. It'll be first and 10 for the Bucks from their own 42-yard line.
And this time, another ball carrier. Fumble on the play, recovered by the Battle Cats.
Fumble on the play, recovered by the Battle Cats.
18 seconds left. And so the defense will have to come out one more time. They shouldn't have had to. I don't know why they didn't just let the offense take a knee and be done with it. Slowly but surely work this. Like, come on, guys. Just get out there, take a knee, and let's call it a night. I know I'm getting whiny, but it's late and I'm old. Lined up, are they going to punt? Just take the knee and what? No. And they are going to take the knee and let it run. And that is going to do it. So our final score, Buccaneers win it 45-0 here on opening night. And that takes us to our postgame show. Tonight's broadcast of Blend Buccaneer Football made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association, Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Bluebell Creameries, John Breeden with State Farm Insurance, A. Freedom Bail Bonds, Wingstop in Brenham, Blake Sander with Apple Ford, Collier Construction, Bilski Water Wells, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architecture, Cruzy Village, Woodson Lumber Company, Tegeler Toyota, Blue Bonnet Petroleum, Wellman Insurance, Conjura Tile, Bank of Brenham, Subway in Brenham, Hyundai of Brenham, J&A Roofing, Mattress Guys, Christy Slotman with Farmers Insurance, HEB in Brenham, BVR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Whataburger in Brenham, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, Brenham National Bank, WC Tractor, Nathan's Barbecue in Blinn College. We'll be back with the postgame until we hear 90 seconds from the Brenham Sports Fred.
Brenham Collision Center, located at 810 West Main, offering repairs, insurance assistance, and 24/7 towing services just for you.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Don's Appliance Services. Fast, courteous service on your appliances. A local business serving local people.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navari, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street.
Citizen State Bank, where our hometown is your hometown. Local people making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Uniques, 706 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody, somebody at the Toy Box.
Automotive Detail Services, the premier detailer in Brenham, Washington, and surrounding counties. 318 South Austin, right by Santa Fe.
Thrive at Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Penny Molly, Barney Lesh, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
Awards and More, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Get your car squeaky clean inside and out. Squeaky Clean Express Car Wash, located at 1604 Highway 105 in Brenham. If it don't squeak, it ain't clean.
For quality health care in the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates, running metal building panels, and trim and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today, 281-888-1464.
Tonight's post game is made possible by Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Bluebell Creameries, John Breeden with State Farm Insurance, A. Freedom Bail Bonds, Wingstop in Brenham, Blake Sander Apple with Apple Ford, Collier Construction, Bilski Water Wells, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architecture, Cruzy Village, Woodson Lumber Company, Tegeler Toyota, Brenham, Blue Bonnet Petroleum, Wellerman's Insurance Company, Conjura Tile, Bank of Brenham, Subway in Brenham, Hyundai of Brenham, J&A Roofing, Mattress Guys, Christy Schlofman with Farmers Insurance Agency, HEB in Brenham, BVR Materials, Memorials Oak Chapel, Whataburger in Brenham, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, Brenham National Bank, WC Tractor, Nathan's Barbecue, and Blinn College.
Final score here tonight. Blinn Buccaneers go to 1-0 on the season with a 45-0 win over the Battle Cats from Transformation with Athletics College. And so the Buccaneers now get set. They're going to be off next week, and then 2 weeks they're going to be going on the road to face New Mexico Military Institute. And we've got a lot to do here on the postgame. And first we're going to send you back to the studios, and let's hear these words from our sponsors.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
Why is football special? You get to represent your hometown. When you are playing, success is measured in wins and losses, but when you're done playing, success is measured in relationships built. Here at Citizens State Bank, we pride ourselves on being team players, measuring our success on relationships we maintain. At CSB, we're always the home team, because our hometown is your hometown too. Be sure to come out to support our Brenham Cubs. Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Techron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Techron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Techron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North. 979-836-2531.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
All right, we welcome you back here to the post game, where the Blinn Buccaneers get a 45-0 win over Transformation with Athletics College. And for the Bucs, a chance for Coach Mahon to get a look at a bunch of different players. And we saw, I know he had told me going in the game, he had like six different running backs this year, and I think we saw all six of them get a chance to shine. And they did a great job here tonight. Not really much. I was hoping to see a little more of Rylan Wooten, but I understand with this type of game, you don't want to really risk the guy who's going to be your main quarterback. And so just played, I think, just the one drive in the first quarter, and that was it. But a couple of good defensive touchdowns for the Bucs and got things going. And so that sets them up now for hopefully good things to come in a couple of weeks. And, of course, always a big, tough matchup, and then having to make that road trip to New Mexico Military as well. And when we come back, we're going to take a look at some of the we're going to, of course, still to come, got to name our Whataburger Water Play of the Game, as well as our John Breeden State Farm Offensive and Defensive Players of the Game. And we'll do some of that after we hear some more from our sponsors.
Need to open a checking or savings account, but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Kruse Village's staff and residents would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Bucks luck during this year's season. Kruse Village's charming independent living cottages, set amongst shady tree-lined streets, are unmatched. The award-winning facility is Brenham's only full-service continuum care retirement community, offering independent living, assisted living, memory care, rehabilitation, and long-term skilled nursing. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit KruseVillage.com. That's KruseVillage.com. Kruse Village, a community for the next chapter in your life's story.
Wingstop in Brenham is the ultimate destination to cure your chicken cravings. Now carrying their brand new chicken sandwich in not one, not two, but 11 mouth-watering, soul-satisfying flavors of the new perfectly cooked crispy chicken sandwich, topped with pickles and laid on a butter bun. Make your sandwich a combo deal with fries, a drink, and a dip for only $8.49. Place your order for the new chicken sandwich online at wingstop.com or visit them at 2642 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call A Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call A Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. A Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. A Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407. For A Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Brenham football. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities. It's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cubs football team in their 2024 season.
Hey everybody, it's Blake Sanders here at Apple Ford. Have you looked for a new vehicle lately? Or even a pre-owned vehicle? There are great deals almost everywhere. But does a great deal result in better service? Absolutely not. You probably don't feel the welcoming atmosphere or the relaxed environment. If you're looking for that experience, look no further. That's what you'll get when you contact me. I'll do all I can to make sure you have the most pleasant experience purchasing your next dream vehicle. Call me at 979-203-9098. Let me go to work for you. And always remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
This year marks a milestone for Memorial Oaks Chapel, your trusted funeral home in the heart of your community. For 50 years, they've been honored to stand by your side and serve your families, providing comfort, compassion, and care during life's most challenging moments. It's been an incredible journey, and they couldn't have done it without your support. To all their neighbors, friends, families, and cherished community who've entrusted them with your loved ones, they extend their heartfelt, deepest gratitude. Memorial Oaks Chapel, proudly serving families for 50 years and counting.
Are you hungry? You want that favorite Subway sandwich that makes your mouth water? Then what are you waiting for? You can call it in, you can order in the app, or you can order it online, or simply pick them up on the way to the game. But there's no reason at all to deny yourself that mouth-watering chicken bacon ranch or meatball sub. So tonight, while listening to the game, eat fresh, eat healthy, eat Subway. With three locations in Brenham, on South Market Street, on Highway 105, and inside Walmart Supercenter.
Hi friends, Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham, a proud supporter of Cub football. We look forward to seeing the Cubs light up the scoreboard this fall. And you too can rack up points with Bank of Brenham's Scorecard Rewards Program. Earn points with every qualified debit card transaction that can be redeemed for future purchases. So whether you swipe left or swipe right, it's always a winning play. Bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. 836-3332 or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC.
As we come back here, it's time now to name our Whataburger What a Play of the Game. And we are, well, Let's see, Whataburger, the home of the breakfast burger and the honey butter chicken biscuit. Family owned and operated since 1950 with online ordering available. Visit Whataburger in Brenham at 2801 Highway 36 South. Open 24/7. And for our play of the game tonight, we're going to go with Colin Gardner and his interception return for a touchdown. And the pick six there is good enough for tonight's Whataburger. What a play of the game. And that really kind of set things in motion and made it good for the Bucs, is that they took a 14-0 lead at that point and never had to look back. They got things started with C.J. Anazor with a fumble recovery in the end zone. And the second quarter, Nowak with a field goal, and then Jalen Washington a couple of touchdown runs. Seifert found Daly for a 1-yard touchdown catch. And then third quarter, Jones with a 1-yard run, and that's a recap of the scoring. And as we said, our Whataburger, what a play of the game, brought to you by Whataburger, Juicy Burgers, Creamy Malt Milkshakes, French fries, and fancy ketchup, adding big flavor to your hometown with online ordering available. Whataburger in Brenham, 2801 Highway 36 South, perfect at all hours of the day. Back with more of the postgame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavor since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
Your hometown ice cream with the winning flavor for everyone. Bluebell proudly supports the Brenham Cubs.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in supporting the Cubs during this year's football season.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
All right, as we come back here now, time to name our John Breeden outstanding offensive and defensive players of the game. And for offensive player of the game, we're going to go with Jalen Washington, who had a pair of touchdowns in the game and helped us solidify his spot in that running back rotation. And for defensive player of the game, we're going to go with Colin Gardner with his interception return for a touchdown. Also had some great plays out there in the field as well. So Jalen Washington for offensive player, Colin Gardner for defensive player of the game. And the outstanding players of the game brought to you by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day Street in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service, insurance you can trust. Back with a final wrap-up after we hear one more time from our sponsors.
From kickoff to fourth quarter, Christy Schlotman, your local Farmers Insurance agent, is here to make sure you're protected, both on and off the field. Just like a strong defense, Christy's got your back when it comes to insurance. So when life throws unexpected challenges your way, Farmers Insurance will tackle them with confidence. Christy Schlotman, your local agent with Farmers Insurance, invites you to stop by 201 North Park Street in downtown Brenham and come out and cheer on the Brenham Cubs this season.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing from new conventional to green, energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season.
Hey Brenham, Chase here. Looking for an unbeatable deal on top quality tractor? Swing by our New Holland location on Highway 290, where inventory must go and prices have been slashed to move. Whether you need a powerhouse like the New Holland T6 series or the versatile Workmaster 25S, we've got the perfect tractor for any size property. Can't make it by? No worries. Visit our display at the Washington County Fair or check out more details online at wctractor.com. Hurry in today and take advantage of these incredible savings before they're gone.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn College football teams. And thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says go, play, win.
Finding the right insurance agent can be tricky. You want someone who will give you good service at a good price and someone you can trust. John Breeden, your local State Farm insurance agent, is the someone you're looking for. John Breeden can get you the coverage you need with car, home, health, and life insurance from State Farm Insurance. And all at a price you can live with. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's insurance you can trust.
You didn't like nerds in high school.
Nerds!
You didn't want to know a nerd throughout your college years.
Nerds!
Now you're working, socializing, and being entertained online. Uh-oh, now you need a nerd.
Nerds?
What is a nerd?
The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham can fix your virus.
Are all nerds as good as you?
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas grown and customer owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
All right, that's going to do it for us here from Cubs Stadium. Once again, your final score, Blinn Buccaneers win this one 45-0 over TWA College. I want to thank Mallory back at the studios for helping me bring this one to you. A big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, thank you to our sponsors who make our broadcast possible. Until we meet again, for all of us here at KWHI Sports, Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.